I recently saw the film The Favourite, for which Olivia Colman was awarded the Oscar for Best Actress. She plays the role of Queen Anne in her latter years, distracted by palace intrigue and plagued by ill health. At the time, it was thought that she had gout, but it may well have been lupus. Towards the end of her reign, she could hardly stand, and she died when she was only 49. 1 year before she came to the throne in 1701, Jeremiah Clarke wrote an ode for her birthday. The words of the ode include the phrase, "She whose very soul is harmony." Anne was a cultured woman with refined musical tastes. She played the guitar and the harpsichord. Her life was marred by her inability to produce an heir and her appalling experience of 17 pregnancies with only one surviving child. This adored child, William, was a sickly baby who suffered from violent convulsions. His head was enlarged and his physical and mental growth were slow. On the doctor's advice, Queen Anne moved him to Craven House in Kensington, which was near to some gravel pits. The air from these pits were thought to be beneficial to the health. Every day the little boy was taken out in his carriage to take the pure air. In 1695, Henry Purcell was commissioned to write an ode in celebration of the Duke's 6th birthday, a day when he was also created the Knight of the Garter. One of the songs from this ode is "A Prince of Glorious Race." The words by Nahum Tate sum up the hopes of the little Duke's parents. "A prince of glorious race descended, at his happy birth attended, with rosy, smiling hours to show, he will golden days bestow." But sadly, there were not many more golden days for the Duke, as he died aged 11 after tiring himself from dancing. The words, "A prince of glorious race," may be triumphant, but the music is poignant. The key is minor, and there's a descending grand bass underpinning both the vocal line and the string interjections. Purcell must have known how fragile the child was and how his parents were fretting over his health. To me, this piece of music has far more poignancy than anything I saw in the film. "A Prince of Glorious Race" is sung here by Roger Covey Crump with the King's Consort, conducted by Robert King.
Happy birth attended.
That was Purcell's A Prince of Glorious Race, sung by Roger Covey Crump, with the King's Consort, conducted by Robert King. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.